you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
I've had a lot of things on my mind this past week, and I thought I'd start the show out by sharing some of them with you today. Most of them have to do with the media, in one way or another. And I've often said, I don't know much about much, but I do know a lot about the media. Well, I should say I know a lot about the old media anyway, like newspapers, radio, and TV. Now, when it comes to the new media, I definitely defer to our digital media guru here at Edgewater Studios. His name is Sean Rieger. This guy has led digital marketing teams for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Houston Rockets, for Rice University and Halliburton. So, yeah, he really understands the new media. And I'm here to tell you, folks, digital marketing is not the wave of the future. It's already here. Old media is disappearing. And one example of that is kind of what inspired this rant that's about to follow. If you've listened to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show for any amount of time, or even back when I was Irv Harrigan on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, then you already know I was born and reared in Fort Worth. I got my start in media in Fort Worth at the ripe old age of 15. It's not really as impressive as it sounds. I just played the religious tapes on Sunday morning on the radio. But I've literally never earned a living any other way ever since. Well, I guess I got paid by the U.S. government for 2 years while I was in the Army. But even then, I was a newspaper writer in Fort Hood, and I was a broadcaster in Armed Forces Radio and TV when I was overseas in Korea. So even then, media was my job. So, yeah, I don't know much about much, but I do know a lot about media. So I was especially saddened to hear that my hometown newspaper, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, went bankrupt this last week. Or, I suppose a more accurate way to say that is the Star-Telegram's ownership group went bankrupt. And I assume that means the paper's going to go out of business as well. In any case, it's just one more example of how media is changing in today's digital world. And that's why you should be looking into people like Sean Rieger here at Edgewater to help you build an up-to-date marketing strategy for your company or your small business or your charity or whatever. Advertising in the newspaper, I'm sorry, it's an absolute waste of money these days. And that's why so many of them are going out of business, like the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And to me, that's just sad. It's frightening. And I'll tell you why. A recent Pew Research study showed that 68% of millennials get their news from, wait for it, here it comes, Facebook. I'm going to say that again because I think it's extremely important you understand what I just said. Pew Research, a very reputable source, a Pew Research study showed that 68% of millennials get their news from Facebook. Just let that sink in for a minute. That means 2 out of 3 millennials accept as fact so-called news articles they see on Facebook. That scares the ever-loving daylights out of me. Because it took me less than 10 minutes to find this headline on Facebook. 233 politicians just voted to steal Social Security's $2.9 trillion surplus. Now, if you bothered to actually read the article, which most millennials do not do, you would have seen that this was a proposed constitutional amendment, and as such, it requires a 2/3 majority to pass the House. 233 votes don't even come close to that. Moreover, The whole thing was based on the idea of a year-to-year mandatory balanced budget, and the only part of the bill that applied to any yearly Social Security surpluses would be if more money was paid into the system that year than was paid out that year. Which never happens these days, because, of course, we baby boomers are all drawing Social Security now. There are no year-to-year surpluses in Social Security, only a long-term surplus that dates way back to when the thing first started. But if you only read the headline, you'd be duped into thinking that Congress was about to make a major money grab, reapportion all this extra Social Security money and spend it somewhere else. But that's not even close to the truth. Not to mention that millennials are notorious for not reading anything but the headlines to begin with. Most of them have the attention span of a chicken. With apologies to any chickens who might be listening right now. And that's just one example. I'm quite sure I could find several more stories that are even more misleading in less time than that if I really tried. But ironically enough, one of the very next news stories that showed up on my timeline had this headline. Fake news study finds truth has very little influence on what we believe. Again, if you take the time to actually read the story, you'll discover that this study was actually nothing more than a UT professor who asked 80 undergraduates to identify which social media news stories were real and which ones were fake. Oh yeah, and by the way, their success rate was appallingly bad. The student who scored the best only got it right 66% of the time. And also keep in mind that this study, if you want to call it that, involved 80 people. That's a very small fraction of the thousands of people Pew Research used to put together their survey. And on top of all of that, these were millennials, the very people the Pew Research study talked about. And these 18 to 20-year-olds believed one out of every three false news stories. And allow me to also point out that I have no idea whether that story was even accurate because it appeared on Facebook. And this is why I find it disturbing that newspapers are disappearing. And I don't want to come off sounding like an angry old man, because I'm not. Angry, anyway. I am an old man. And I just happen to believe that journalism is in the dumper right now. When I took Journalism 101 at TCU, one of the first things they taught us was always get three independent sources to corroborate any story before you put it in print or on the air. Now, I don't care what anybody says. You're never going to convince me TMZ does that, or any number of those other pseudo-news sites on the internet. Because everybody's obsessed with being first, and with clicks, likes, and shares. And that attitude has started to trickle down into more traditional news-gathering organizations now, too. And we saw it just this past week. Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC had to apologize on the air because he reported that President Trump had received loans from Deutsche Bank, co-signed by, in his words, Russian billionaires close to Vladimir Putin. The White House went nuts, demanded an immediate retraction and apology, and boy, NBC had to scramble because they knew they hadn't sourced that story properly. So, yeah, before you dive into the new media in today's world, you need to talk to Sean Rigger here at Edgewater. Let him show you the ropes. Show you the ropes. How's that for old media? Sorry. Oh, and since we're talking about apologies, I've got another thing on my mind. I was also extremely troubled by the Astros apology tour this past week. That opening press conference with Jim Crane and Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve, that was a mess, wasn't it? But the thing that bothered me even more was the stories I saw the very next day that quoted apology experts. First of all, what the heck is an apology expert, and how do you get to be one? I mean, what's the job description for that gig? Can you get a degree in college for that? Because I don't remember that being part of any syllabus at TCU. Now, I did know people who studied public relations, but how do you become an apology expert? Hey, I've apologized to my wife thousands of times. Does that count? Candidly, I must admit, I'm more than just a little bothered that our society even feels the need to have apology experts in the first place. After all, even Bill Clinton just said, "Yes, I did have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky," and that was pretty much the end of it, right? And there's one more thing I've got on my mind. Food. Well, this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, isn't it? And guess what week it is, to paraphrase the Geico Camel.
Mike. What week is it, Mike?
It's the week of the World Championship Barbecue Contest out at the rodeo. Although I'm always going to call it the cook-off. Can't help myself. So what self-respecting show that talks about outdoor cooking could ignore that? In fact, we've got a real-life expert when it comes to not only cooking, but also buying the perfect beef brisket or rack of ribs or a whole chicken fryer, and we're going to dig deep to get the real story. Hey, I may not be able to provide three independent sources, but I can guarantee you one thing. There won't be any fake news around here today, that's for sure.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspas Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Here's a guy we always turn to when we need to know about meat. It's Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
Hey, good to talk to you, Randy.
Wait, you haven't appeared on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show all year. Okay, the year's only 2 months old, but still, we heard you've been out of pocket lately. What you been up to?
Oh, well, around the Poffenberger house, we're pretty busy. When the springtime comes along, early spring, first turn of the year or so, we're working with our animals quite a bit. Our kids show livestock at most of the major shows, so that keeps us busy. You know, working on digesting the previous year with the company and planning for what's coming up keeps us pretty busy as well. So been a little out of pocket lately, but I can say I'm happy to be back and talking with you.
Well, we saw on Facebook that Marcus was on a hunting trip, so my initial thought was that you might have gone with him. Wrong?
Wrong. I heard he went too. I'm not sure where he ended up going, but he really enjoys going on these trips. He takes family with him as well. And so that's his livestock show as far as we can compare it to with our family.
Well, I don't guess I have to ask where he took his trophies to be processed, do I?
No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm pretty sure they made it right back to Belleville.
Well, I recall you saying one time that one of your busiest times of year in the wild game processing plant is right after the holidays. So has that rush slowed down, or are things still really hopping around there?
Well, we're getting close to the end of it. As we move into February and get towards the midpoint of the month, it does slow down. We've got, you know, as we get into late January, most of all the whitetail antler shooting zones have closed down. But we start getting into the exotics more this time of the year in February. We get into the MLDs in February as well, where hunters are trying to manage these whitetail herds on larger leases. So we're seeing fewer customers, but the customers that do come in are bringing quite a few animals each time.
Well, give us a quick rundown on what customers can expect when they do drop off their animals for processing at the Belleville Meat Market Wild Game Processing Plant.
Oh, you bet. So when a customer comes and drops off at the Belleville Meat Market, they get to pull up to our new processing facility located right behind our retail store. That processing facility has a dedicated customer service area for the customers where they get one-on-one attention with one of my customer service guys that helps them place their order or pick up their order for that matter. The customers drop off and pick up in the same place. We answer any of their questions. The guys that we have servicing our wild game customers are very knowledgeable in the product and can pretty much answer any question that a customer has pertaining to any species that they're dropping off.
Do customers need to call ahead, Jared, or can they just drive up and drop off?
No, they can just drive up and drop off. Now, this time of the year, our wild game processing hours are a little more restricted than they are, let's say, during the open whitetail season. Right now, we're open for customers to drop off and pick up Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And we also noticed a post online from Belleville Meat Market in which you produced heart-shaped ribeye steaks for Valentine's Day. How do you create that shape?
Oh, well, it's pretty simple, actually. Let's say you want to eat. Well, first we take a ribeye loin, of course, and say we want to cut a one-inch heart-shaped ribeye. We'll simply cut it at 1 inch, but we don't cut all the way down through the ribeye loin. We leave about a quarter inch at the very bottom, and then we move down an inch and then cut it all the way through. And when you lay that cut out, it actually looks like a heart.
Wow. How many of those did you sell?
I don't know. Quite a few, really. They're a real popular item. I mean, Valentine's Day is really big on as far as product movement for us, big on steaks. I mean, we're selling a lot of our choice top butt sirloins, a lot of our filet mignons, and a whole lot of ribeyes as well.
And just out of interest, did you take one home? grilled it up for your wife on Valentine's Day?
Actually, I did, Randy. I sure did. We took it, sous vide it a little bit, grilled it up, and had a smile on Misty's face. So that's what we were shooting for.
Congratulations, young man. I'm glad to hear it worked. Did any of your customers at Belleville Meat Market mention any of the other products that you sell that they might have utilized to cook a Valentine's Day romantic dinner or as gifts for their sweethearts?
Well, I mean, again, it's a busy time. It's a busy time for us. It's a real busy week. So we see a lot of things, a lot of items that we make that are just the favorites to the wives being purchased. The tamales are a big deal. The stuffed pork tenderloins are a big deal that week as well. And then, like I said, all of our red meat and house products that we make go really well during the Valentine's week.
And you've got a lot of other non-meat products that you offer, like pies and seasonings and all kinds of things right there on the floor, right?
We do. We do. We have all of our house-made seasonings that we offer on the floor, some of the same seasonings that we use on our house meat products that are seasoned we sell. We also have our pies that you mentioned that are made at a little country bakery outside of Belleville. They've been making them for us, gosh, for probably 12 or 14 years, and they do a great job at them. Then we have some other grocery items and things like that in addition to the dry products that we offer on the retail floor and on the full-service counter.
And one thing we often forget to mention is that a lot of these extras can be ordered online. So tell us how they can do that, Jared.
Sure, sure. If you just go to www.bellevillemeatmarket.com and click on Order Now, we have pretty much every product that we make and sell here in the retail store, we make available online for our customers to purchase and ship to.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the Belleville Meat Market will ship those items directly to the customer's front door. Am I right?
That's correct. If you order it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, we'll ship it those days, and it will arrive to your front door that same week. Usually, second day shipping is what we the way we send it out, so it's still nice and frozen or cold when you get it.
What are among the most popular items that your customers buy online and have shipped to their homes?
I would say, Randy, it's going to be our smoked sausage. Our smoked sausage two packs. That's how we offer those items online. And of those varieties, we're going to be looking at the original sausage. Of course, is probably our most popular. And then we get into the dirty rice, smoked sausage, sweet chipotle, and jalapeno cheese will probably be the top four smoked sausages that we ship.
However, sometimes we just assume that everybody knows that the Belleville Meat Market features a full range of fresh meat products. So give us a quick overview of what you have on hand there in the case, ready to take home right now.
Sure. So when a customer comes in our store, first thing they see is our full-service retail case. And if they start on one side and work their way to the other, they're going to start with all of our fresh ground products, which is our fresh ground pan sausage, our hamburger meat, chili meat, and stew meat that we prepare fresh every single day. Then they'll see the offering of fresh steaks that we offer. Then we go into the pork products like pork chops, stuffed pork chops, pork tenderloins that we're offering, our ribs, country style ribs. Then we have our poultry, which is our fresh, never frozen fryers and chicken breasts. And then the rest of the case is going to be occupied with our smoked sausage.
Plus, the Belleville Meat Market even sells pecan smoked barbecue right there in the main store, which makes it a great place to drop by and eat lunch. So what do you suggest we get for a quick meal in the middle of the day?
Oh, a quick meal in the middle of the day is going to be barbecue, Randy, without question. We have that available Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have barbecue sandwiches, which we have, you know, the different meats you can put on there, or smoked brisket, chicken breast, sausage. We have our loaded baked potatoes. We have our barbecue plates with some of our sides if you want to get some barbecue to go. And then we also offer tamales hot, ready to go as well all day long.
But you also sell pecan smoked barbecue by the pound too, right?
We do. We do. If you're preparing for, let's say, a party or a gathering at your house, you just want to get some barbecue to take home, we sell it by the pound also in our smoked brisket, our chopped brisket, our smoked sausage, and our chicken breast, and our smoked turkey.
And that transitions perfectly into the topic for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Ta-da! The World's Championship Barbecue Cook-Off is this next week at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, so that makes Jared the perfect guest to talk about all of that. Can you stick around and share some trade secrets, buddy?
Oh, I sure can, Randy.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Our good friend and loyal sponsor, Jared Poffenberger, is our guest today. He co-owns and operates the Belleville Meat Market with his brother Marcus. And we know weekends are a busy time at the market, so we really appreciate you hanging around for an extra segment, Jared. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime.
The World's Championship Barbecue Cook-Off is coming up this next week, and I'm sure the most iconic meat purveyor on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast is a regular visitor to that event. So do you attend every year?
You know, I try to get over there, Randy. It's a little bit tough to get in and out of that cook-off, especially when you're an hour and a half away from it.
Yeah.
But typically, we try to get over there on a Thursday night, make our rounds, see everybody, and get back on the road and come on back to Belleville.
Well, now, I think you just answered this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you base out of one booth, or do you just kind of float around from one to the other?
Well, I go from one to the other. We have, you know, we've been in business for quite a while, so we've developed quite a following. So we have a lot of booths up there that are giving away our smoked sausage and using our meats for their booths. So we try to walk around and see all of them. We have the Austin County Go Texan booth, which is the county that Belleville's in, and there's some local guys that are up there cooking in that. So we try to make our rounds and see everybody and say hello.
Have you ever been part of a cooking team at the barbecue cook-off, or do you just go to have fun?
I just go to have fun, Randy. That looks like way too much work for me. I don't mind working, don't get me wrong. But what those guys are doing in that short amount of time is beyond me.
Yeah, it's like they take vacation time and they live out there for a few days.
They do, but you know these guys that do it in Houston, these guys are also making these cook-offs dang near every single weekend. So for them, I see it more as a lifestyle, and they're really, really good at it and very efficient at doing it.
Well, what are some of your favorite memories of the barbecue cook-off in the past?
Well, you know, really, I wouldn't say I have just a handful of favorite memories up there. I really enjoy getting up there on sponsor night, talking to these guys. You know, we get to know the cooks and the, on a close level. So we get to go back there and they're always giving us samples of different things that they're doing. And, you know, everything is so good. It's like I call it like a food sprint, because you can't just go to one booth and have their meal that they're offering you and then go to the next one and, you know, decline. So you kind of pace yourself as you work through them so that you really get to, get to hang out with each one of these guys and try some of the stuff that they're offering you.
Well, if you won't tell a story, I will. I remember a pretty wild night at the radio station barbecue tent when we hosted the band Rushlow. It was named after Tim Rushlow. The guy was lead singer for Little Texas. You remember them.
I do.
And there were a couple of backstage groupies who, how shall I say this, got a little out of control. But I didn't witness anything firsthand, you understand, right?
Sure.
Well, as you were saying, cooking teams are pretty picky about the cuts of meat that they use for the judging competition. So do any of them come out to the Belleville Meat Market to get their briskets or their ribs or whatever?
They sure do, Randy. So we kind of see two different types of cook-off teams come through the meat market. We have one that some of these giant booths that are having to feed thousands of people. So we work with them on good pricing, get the quantity of product that they need. So they don't have to shop all over town for, let's say, their sausage or brisket, their ribs. We can take care of them all in one shot. We also have the guys who take the competition cooking very serious, very picky about their briskets, very picky about their ribs, and even their chickens. So we work with them on going through a bunch of those different cuts to select the ones that they feel are going to give them the most advantage when they prepare them and turn them in.
Well, by and large, what are they looking for, Jared? What do they want and what do they not want? For instance, on brisket, is fat an asset or a liability?
Well, I don't know the exact rules on Houston, but a lot of these guys, generally speaking, they want to have a uniform brisket, not one that tapers down to just paper thin at the tail. They want one that stays thick, so they can get those 7 or 8 really good slices that are uniform and evenly cooked. So uniformity is a big deal on briskets. A certain amount of fat, of course, is desired. I guess that's going to be case by case on how these guys like to cook. Most of them are trimming once they leave here before they prepare the briskets. So on briskets, it's going to be kind of all over the place as far as what they're looking for, but they want a uniform cut.
Mm-hmm.
With ribs, they want them thick. They want some fat in there because that's where you're going to be carrying the most flavor through when you turn them in.
Yep.
And then chickens, again, uniform. You know, all these guys have different cooking methods. So they're looking for something a little bit unique to each one of them when they come in.
As we mentioned earlier, the Belleville Meat Market sells pecan smoked barbecue products by the sandwich, by the plate, or by the pound. So you guys have a smoking process there in the wild game processing plant. Is that right?
Well, we actually, the barbecue that we sell here at the store, we prepare right here in the store building.
Ah, so I thought that was in the processing plant. Not so, huh?
No, not so. In the processing plant, we're making all of our processed products, like our smoked sausage, our dried sausage, jerky, and summer sausage. But everything else gets made here in the store still.
So talk briefly about how you smoke the meat there at the business, at the Belleville Meat Market.
Sure. So we like to cook them slow and low. We run about a 14 to 15-hour smoke cycle on our briskets. Heavy smoke the entire time. We don't inject them or anything like that. We just use the Belleville Meat Market brisket rub that we actually sell here in the store. But we put that on the briskets, dry rub, put them on the smoker, and turn them loose.
I talked to a chef recently, and I asked him, do you ever take stuff you cook there in the restaurant home for your dinner? And he went, oh, every night. And so I ask you the same question. Do you take that barbecue, that pecan-smoked barbecue from Belleville Meat Market home to the family? Or do you like to smoke meat at home?
Oh, I do not smoke meat at home.
That answers my question right there.
I don't think any more than you probably listen to the radio in your free time.
Well, now I do listen in the car, but that's about it.
I know.
Well, what are some tricks that you've learned over the years about smoking meat that most of us have never thought about?
Well, the internal temperature is real important when you finish a brisket. We like to finish right around that 200-degree temperature. It starts to allow all the connective tissue to release really well, but still have a little spring to it when you pull it apart. So it's not just falling apart or crumbling apart. It still has some integrity in it. We like to smoke heavy. You know, we're not using something like wood like mesquite, where you know it's not advisable to smoke heavy the entire time. Since we're using green pecan wood, we can keep that smoke going the entire time. So we get a really good smoke ring on there. We have a good bark on the product when it comes off the smoker in the mornings, and it just holds really well for the customers.
What's the biggest mistake most of us amateur chefs make when we try to smoke meat at home in our own offset cookers?
You know, I don't know about mistake-wise, but one thing that really turns me off is biting into a roasty-tasting brisket that doesn't have enough smoke. You can tell was cooked at too high of a temperature and was probably rushed a little bit. So, you know, we eat at a lot of barbecue places. And when we come across a brisket that's roasty, we can tell that it probably wasn't given the attention that it really needed to as far as the abundance of smoke and the time and temperature that it was smoked at. So I would say, you know, lower is better, heavy smoke. If you need to finish it or you get into a time crunch or so, you can wrap it in foil, bring the temperature up a little bit and start getting that internal temperature up a little bit to turn loose some of those that connective tissue. But definitely not a roasty brisket. We don't want that.
Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market has been our expert guest today. Tell us how to get to your store, buddy.
Sure, Randy. You can find us in Belleville, Texas. We're just about an hour west of Houston on I-10, 15 minutes north of I-10 on Highway 36, and we are 15 minutes south of Highway 290 here in Belleville, same distance west.
And what's your website?
You can find us at www.bellevillemeatmarket.com.
What about social media?
Facebook, Belleville Meat Market. Instagram, Belleville Meat Market.
All the best to you and Marcus and the rest of the Poffenberger family. We'll see you out at the barbecue. Hey, watch out for those meat market groupies, will you?
We love them. Thanks, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We always like to wrap up the show with a guy I love to visit with. It's my old radio partner from our days as Hudson and Harrigan, Fred Olson. How in the world are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. You know, it's funny you say, I used to talk about my old partner and people look at me like,
yeah,
partner? I go,
it's a different world.
Radio partner. Different world. Might have things have changed. Partner.
Well, last week we talked about how much we both enjoyed the first weekend of the XFL. So did you watch it again last weekend?
I did. I made sure I tuned into the Houston Roughnecks. And that P.J. Walker kid, you know.
He's great.
He's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, you know, these guys are playing for very little money.
Yep.
They're playing their hearts out.
Mm-hmm.
And because they want to go to the next level, and this is their chance, you know? It's like tryouts all the time for these guys to try to show that they're worthy, you know? And man, when they score a touchdown, they get into it, and they ain't making $1 million a game, you know?
Well, I still enjoyed it very much, but I didn't hesitate to do other things at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't glued to the TV like it was the Texans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you had the iPad on your lap, and you were kind of casually glancing at the TV like me. Is that what you were doing?
Well, actually, no. I went to the store with my wife.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
Still, it was more fun than watching two NBA teams I don't care about, you know, like the 76ers and the Pelicans or something.
Yeah, like there's not much in that for me. I just, you know, as much as I used to love basketball, I'm just an NFL guy and college game, and now XFL. I hope they make it. I really do. The last run at this, last year, the AAF was so underfunded and had some clowns running it. But this one, I mean, they've got a plan. They've seen where everybody else failed. And there are people in the stands, and that's a good thing.
Well, it's football, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And so long as we're on the subject of sports, tell me what you thought of the Astros apology tour this past week.
You know, the reason all this is happening is because there's nothing else to talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lull in the season. I'm going, people are talking about it. Last night we had men's group Bible study, and I said, we're still here? We're still doing this? Everybody does something, and someone will find a way in the future to do it again. And I looked at guys, and I said, how do we win those three games on the road in the World Series?
Yeah.
Without so-called magic that we had. So was it right? No. Is it time to move on? Yeah. Because do other people do stuff? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. But we got to be prepared, Fred, because...
Oh, sure. Yeah. I just...
This is what the whole season's going to look like. Some of the fans of other teams are just never going to be satisfied, no matter how much the Astros apologize, no matter how sincere or insincere it might be. And the players on the other team, they're going to take advantage of everything they can, including belittling the Astros and the title in 2017. It's simply our new reality.
Well,
and the team and the organization are not the only ones who have to deal with it. So do the fans.
Well, one thing they won't be doing in the dugout is banging on a trash can.
As a matter of fact, I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but when they went out for batting practice, somebody off in the distance was banging on a trash can.
Hear that. Funny.
Yes.
Well, we'll get through this. There'll be some new development here in the next week or two, some big story, and we'll move on from this and have hopefully learned from it and just get on with the season.
Well, I hope that you're right, but I fear that you're wrong. And the reason why I say that is I think every team, every time we take the field, every team's fan base is going to take advantage of that moment and just boo us mercilessly.
Yeah. And it's like going to New York isn't hard enough already without, you know, fans screaming at you and throwing stuff.
Yeah.
Philadelphia or wherever. Well, and they'll be holding up signs, and the guys are going to go, okay, they did that to us last night in another city. Let's get creative and try something new, and they'll move past it. Yeah, it's got to be difficult. It's got to be difficult. But, people will in the stands will say what they're going to say and do what they're going to do, and then hopefully by midseason they'll go, he's not watching me anymore.
Again, I hope you're right. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start counting the number of times some fan in some other city holds up a sign that says, Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, goodness.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. It's just human nature. It'll pass. We sure had a fun run, though, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a great run. Yeah.
Hey, who knows what they'll do this year? Come on. You don't know.
And before we get to the formal topic for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I wanted to get your take on a subject that I discussed in the opening monologue today, old media versus new media. I noted that my old hometown newspaper, at least the parent company of my hometown newspaper, went bankrupt this past week. And so they're not going to print my old hometown newspaper anymore, supposedly. And that raises the issue of where people are getting their news these days. Now, I'm not going to repeat everything I talked about in the opening monologue, but in a nutshell, there's a new study that shows that 2 out of 3 millennials get their news from Facebook. I find that really troubling. What say you?
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, what's news anymore, really? Come on, let's face it. It's interesting where integrity has gone as far as reporting. It isn't
news.
It isn't reporting anymore. I will point something out about where integrity was. Remember when Joe Biden ran for president some years ago?
Of course. Which time?
And the reason he dropped out of that race was because of an integrity issue. And I'm not picking on him. I'm just showing where integrity was then. And the integrity issue with Joe Biden was that he had cheated or plagiarized a final paper in college.
Yeah.
And that was enough. Nowadays, that'd be go, call me an Indian. You know, it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is integrity was so important. And it just seems to have gone, accountability, integrity don't matter anymore. It's about, you remember some time ago, they pulled us all into a conference room at our parents' station and said, it's no longer about radio or TV. It's about content.
Content.
And I want to repeat that again. They pulled us in and said, it's not about radio or television or whatever. It's about content. It's what you put on, true or false, to get hits.
Yeah. Clicks, likes, shares.
Sure.
That's all.
And this is an interesting age of what's called influencers. And many of you know what that is. So like the Kardashians never did anything, but they were influencers. They would help other people sell products and soon sold their own products by being enough people follow you enough that you influence them. And there are kid influencers. I mean, people with a million followers who will do and buy whatever you do or buy. And it's just gotten a little crazy that, yeah, I'm going to miss the newspapers, but they're going away.
They are, and so is radio and television as we know it too, bud.
I remember years ago when, was it Sirius was in trouble?
Yes, Sirius XM.
Sirius XM, I believe, or XM Radio was in trouble, and we thought, ooh, they're going down. You know, it's going to terrestrial radio will last a little bit longer. I was at Liberty Broadcasting, stepped in. I think they paid Howard Stern $1 gazillion.
Yeah.
No, to help them kind of resurrect XM Radio. And that kept them, I think, from spiraling into the dirt. They would have been gone. Probably resurrected in some form. But media is changing dramatically. It's something to behold, and it's happening so fast.
It is. It's happening too fast to the point that we no longer know what is the truth and what is not. I've told you before, I'm not a big Donald Trump fan, but he's got a good point about fake news. And I'm not just talking about liberal or conservative here.
Sure.
I'm talking about news, journalism. Journalism is a mess right now. And the fact that 2 out of 3 millennials get their news from Facebook? That's scary stuff.
I have to laugh at, well, because it's like I could post something and somebody go, well, Fred said it, so it's true.
Exactly.
And if it's on the internet, by golly, it's real.
Well, I'm glad to get another media insider's opinion on this, because all of us really kind of have tunnel vision to a certain extent. So it's good to know I'm not the only one who thinks that way. Well, we're out of time, and I wanted to talk about the barbecue contest that's taking place this next week. You know, a meatier subject, meat, but we don't really have time. I will say this, you and I don't have to go.
Hey, yeah, it was always more fun if you didn't have to work it. And trust me, if you have to work it, it's work.
Yeah, I've had people say to me over the years, wow, you're so lucky you get to go all these events for free. And I said, you have no idea.
When somebody asks me, hey, do you want to go to the cook-off this year? I go, no. Good. Thank you. Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt. Did.
Bought the t-shirt and wore it out until it had holes in it.
Oh, goodness.
Well, either way, happy rodeo, my friend. And remember, we don't have to go.
Well, thank you very much, and happy rodeo to you, too.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something up?